أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أنزلنا إليك آيات بينات وما يكفر بها إلا الفاسقون. In the previous ayat we read where the Jews said that because Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brought the Quran Sharif and they said that they have got enmity and hatred, na'uzu billah, for Jibreel alayhi salam, therefore they will not accept the Quran Sharif. So yeah, in this ayat Allah explains that the Quran Sharif is not the only proof of the Nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. If they really wanted to bring Iman, there were more than enough other proofs also of the truthfulness of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, a Jew, Ibn Suriya, asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what proof have you got of your Nabuwat? On that, this ayat was revealed. And this year, in the sequence, it is the 21st evil quality of the Jews, which Allah Ta'ala is explaining here. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. اور ہم نے اتاری تیرے طرف آیتِ روشن. And we have sent not only one, but many ayat, many clear signs. Ayat is a sign of Allah Ta'ala. And bayyinat, very open and clear, which they also had no reason to deny. And they could not deny it also, but just because of prejudice and pride and their haughtiness, they denied it. But like that, there was absolutely no reason that they could have to deny this clear signs. Amongst them, for example, was the splitting of the moon, which they also acknowledged that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had split the moon into two, and they had full knowledge of it also. Amongst that was the Mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, which also they had acknowledged. And in fact, the rabbis and their leaders also had informed them and told them and saw the clear signs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. When food ran short, and just by the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that food which would not suffice for one person, sufficed for a huge number of people. Water gushing out at various times when there was no water. Pebbles speaking in the palms of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reading the kalima. All these many, many clear signs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were apparent. So Allah Ta'ala says, this is just like, agar tu hi na chahe, to baate hazar hai. If you don't want to accept, then you will have 1,000 excuses. A little child who doesn't want to sleep at night will tell the mother that I'm hungry. Then will tell the mother something else, my head is sore, my stomach is sore. But actually the child doesn't want to sleep. Especially if the child is put in a cot and the child still wants to play, it will make thousands of excuses. Just like that, they were making just excuse after excuse. And this also we see is the great mercy of Allah, even for the people like the Jews. If a person doesn't want to accept, he makes one excuse, two excuses, we'll just abandon him. You don't want to listen? Now I don't want to speak to you. But Allah is still over and over explaining to them, calling them towards the truth, towards deen, towards the success of the akhirah, to get saved from Jahannam, from the adab of the qabr. This all speaks also of the great mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Where it is directly for the Jews, we also should take a lesson here, that how Allah Ta'ala is admonishing us over and over. We are required to read the Quran Sharif, and these ayat will have a profound effect on us. All the ayats of the Quran, even without understanding, it is the miracle of the Quran that it will have effect on us. So, and in this way, with the encouragement of Allah and the calling of Allah, Allah Ta'ala towards righteousness will have a great effect on us. And all what is happening around us, it is either we take the lesson and we become closer to Allah, more closer to the masajid, more closer to making our ibadat according to the sunnah. And if we don't heed, then we will see we are keeping away from the masajid. We will find the most stupid excuses to stay away from the masajid. We will make our ibadat in the most stupid forms, and we will find the most stupid excuses to justify it also. So Allah is giving us the opportunity, and it is up to us to see which direction we will go. Allah clearly says, وَمَا يَكْفُرُ بِهَا إِلَّا الْفَاسِقُونَ, اور انکار نہ کریں گے ان کا مگر وہی جو نافرمان ہے. And nobody will deny the clear signs of Allah Ta'ala but those who are the fasiqun, those who are the open transgressors. And Allah brings it to the fore and makes it clear what is in our heart. Are we obeying the commandments of Allah? Are we transgressing and breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala? When these tests and trials come, are we coming closer to Allah? Are we going further away from Allah Ta'ala? So this is clear signs from Allah. These ayat were revealed for the Jews primarily, but they refer to us also. And we should also take great lessons from us and not just brush it away that this is meant for the Jews, it's not meant for us. When it is in the Quran Sharif and we are required to believe and to recite the Quran Sharif also. So these ayat are clearly for us also to take a lesson. May Allah let us take the right lessons and correct our lives and come closer to Allah, and in there is our solution. And not breaking the laws of Allah and going away from Allah, in there is our destruction. May Allah give us all tawfiq.